This article was previously published on Guelph Today. The Guelph Humane Society is investigating after a Guelph woman says her puppy was killed by an off-leash dog while being taken for a walk on a city trail late last month. Byrak, a 2-year-old Bure Terrier, was out for a walk with its owner's mother on a trail near Aramosa River Park at York and Victoria on October 28, when it was allegedly attacked and killed by a dog that got loose from a nearby home. The owner of the terrier, Natasha Ponadelchik, was at work at the time. She saw some danger, so she grabbed him, and put him in her arms, she said, adding a husky mix dog ripped the terrier out of the mother's arms and shook him around. My mother tried to stop him, beat him with a leash, she recalled. She can't fight big dog. She's a cancer patient, she's very weak, she's not very strong. I don't even know if I could fight that dog. The mother sustained a minor injury to her hand trying to stop the attack. Some guy walked and saw what happened, and started poking the dog so he'd drop my dog and run away, Ponadelchik said. Byrak was brought to a nearby vet clinic, but didn't make it. Ponadelchuk's husband, Nick Martin, said the person responsible for the attacking dog paid for cremation services, but there has not been any direct communication between the family and the dog owner. My mom is very emotionally struggling, Ponadelchik said. She's afraid to leave the house. The couple have lived in the ward for about 11 years. They have 2 kids, and Ponadelchuk's parents also live with them. Byrak was a rescue dog from Poland. He was to turn 3 dec. 1. Natasha Ponadelchik and Byrak. Supplied photo. He was a little shot of sunshine, Ponadelchik said, visibly emotional over the loss. He always was happy, loved everybody. He doesn't deserve this. Loose dogs have been an ongoing thing in the area. Aside from our incident, we regularly see people, dogs running on the trail, within the forest, not on leash without their owners in immediate proximity, Martin said. Don't worry, he's friendly. Called from a distance is not a proper response. Ponadelchik added she has often witnessed bigger dogs jumping at Byrak, and she's had to grab him. Big dogs accept little dogs like a toy, she said. Guelph police say officers responded to the area at 12:07 p.m. on October 28. The incident was reported to Public Health and the Guelph Humane Society. GHS confirmed it is investigating the incident. Aramosa River Park is designated leash-free, but owners must adhere to regulations. We encourage people to keep their dogs on leash, unless they're in a designated off-leash area, and if they're off-leash, to make sure they're under their control, said Jane Dawkins, GHS, Director of Communications and Community Engagement. You want dogs with good recall, so that we can promote safety of all animals.